Hey everyone, I look like the Emperor. Think I'll leave this in just for a laugh. Still look like, oh no, I don't look like the Emperor as much now. There you go. That was just a bit of a fun start. Apparently in China, when you go to the doctors, the first thing the doctor asks you if you're feeling down is when did you last laugh? So I know in India they do laughing yoga in places in the morning where people just force themselves to laugh. Because apparently if you force yourself to laugh or smile, that actually causes chemical change in your body that makes you feel more positive. So when was the last time you laughed? Do you want to just laugh now out loud yourself? Or do you just want to do something like watch a funny film that makes you feel better? We know that when you have pets on cancer wards, it improves the survival rate, and feeling good improves your health, doesn't it? So why not? So allow happiness into your life more, which is a theme I've mentioned before. Want to talk today about a few things relating to the mindfulness and well-being course I did a few years ago. I've spoken about this before, but Lori Sanchez does an online course which you can do for free over 10 weeks, I think, or just 10 lessons. It's good. Check it out, Lori Sanchez. She works at one of the big American universities. But she talks about the importance of certain things in life that make you happy. And again, I know I've mentioned this before, but you forget these things. The first one is investing in relationships with friends and family. Yeah, family can do your head in. Yeah, friends can do your head in. But it's those good times you spend with family and friends which are important. Doesn't mean that you haven't got boundaries, but those times that you spend with family and friends are important. So the other day, I was in my house and my mum and dad were there, and my son was there, and I was there. We were all in the same room, and I just felt a sense of contentment by just being in the same room as those people. And we were laughing at things and having fun and watching things on TV. And my son was playing with his toys, and we were all playing with him and giving him advice on how to do the jigsaw and that. It was just amazing. It was a feeling that you can't really quantify, that kind of feeling of connection with family and loved ones. So invest in your social relations with family and friends. Today I went to visit a friend of mine, and I just went along to see him, not having the best of times, but I went to see him and just to chat to him really and see how he was doing. And I think that when people are having a tough time, reaching out, even if they don't get back to you or respond also positively, I think it's important to just reach out to people because you can really improve people's lives just by showing that you care for them. So don't underestimate that either. So social connection with family and friends. A few weeks ago, I went out with some friends and we just had a right laugh. We were talking about the Stir Crazy film with Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder, which I think early 80s, late 70s. And there's a scene where they go into the prison. And talking about things that make you laugh, we were laughing our heads off remembering lines from that film. And then I watched it on YouTube and then sent it to them all. And just a great scene, the prison scene from Stir Crazy, Stir Crazy. Check it out if you haven't seen it, and laugh. So find times for family and friends and relationships, and just general social connection, being with others, like a common purpose. So this morning I went to my son's rugby training. And I was helping out with the coaching, and I don't really know how to play rugby union. But I was helping out, and it's good, helping other people and speaking to the other coaches and stuff. And gets me up on a Sunday morning, help my son get used to the game, and just to see people who you know and don't know, and just spend time doing something fun that I get stuck in as well and do a bit of exercise while I'm there to tick another box. But after that, I went to the beach. With my son and his mum, and the tide was in and it was blowing a gale. We just had that storm Kathleen, so I think it was the latter stages of that storm. And every time the waves came in and lashed against the side, the fences, no one was on the actual path by the actual water because it was dangerous. So I was like stood about 5 meters back on this like lip that's raised. And I was getting sprayed, but I had like a waterproof top on and shorts. So I was thinking, oh, it's quite nice, the refreshing feel of the water. Anyway, next thing, this huge wave hit and just utterly soaked me. And loads of people were in the cars, like just looking at the waves and started laughing. And my son was there and his mum was laughing. I just turned around and I was soaked. And it was freezing, the wind on this cold water. I had to come home earlier than I hoped. But I just felt alive, you know, when you just do something a bit mad. And Jimi Hendrix said, craziness is like heaven. And I'm sure a few people are looking at me going, he's going a bit too close to the water there. He's going to get wet. And I thought, oh, a bit of spray isn't the end of the world. And then this big wave just soaked me to the bone. And I just felt alive. And I think it was that that prompted me to go and visit my friend as well. And I think that's part of life too. And Laurie Sanchez mentions it, as well as our relationships with family and friends. It's being out in nature and new experiences. I don't think I've ever been splashed by a wave at the beach before like that. And it was like, whoa, I just felt alive, you know, the sensation of the cold or whatever. It was kind of cool. And I came home, got showered, got warmed up, and like I just felt good for the rest of the day, really. Because of that little experience and the way it started the day. But if you're having a difficult time, or even if you're not, getting that little bit of routine and structure to the day, doing something new, something novel, meeting family, friends, getting out there, exercising, seize the day, carpe diem. I love that scene in Dead Poets Society where Robin Williams' character takes the lads out into the corridor and they're looking at pictures, photographs on the wall of like former alumni who were dead. And he says, get up close, boys, to the pictures. And the boys are leaning in. And he comes up close to it behind them and he goes, carpe diem, seize the day. As if it's the ghosts of the dead reminding people to be alive. So seize the day, carpe diem, today, tomorrow, and the day after. And if you forget, start again. See you later, folks.